Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, folks, I'm going to give you some more answers to your questions. And, of course, throughout the show, we're going to strew through and sow through the answers that the American people, well, claim that they desire. I do it every show, and I'll do it today as well. If you go back to the old-time preachers, though, do understand it was always 90% law, 10% grace. Wherefore, the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ that we might be justified by grace. You're seeing absolutely nothing of the law today, which drives men to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. We do it every single show, both the morning show and the afternoon show. So, folks, do hang on. We got some good things to show you, that 10%. I do have some good news for you. I'm going to show you good government, what it looks like and what it acts like. And in the meantime, I'm just going to bring you across the boards from the East Coast to the West Coast, all the way down to Texas, all the way up to Minnesota. And I'm going to show you what's going on in the United States of America concerning the mainstream media censorship and what it is that they don't want to show you. Well, again, on this show, we don't ask the devil for permission to obey God. On the fact of the matter is we've been given authority over him, Luke 10:19. Read it, Luke 10:19, when you get a moment. So there's absolutely no excuse as to why we are not winning the day in Christ in this nation, once again, the way that our forefathers did. So with that said, friends, if you want to call in at any time, please do. I want to get right to it. 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. We are live in 154 cities across the country. We are live in 53 countries even now. Thank you for making us the number one and the number two show throughout the week out of 65 different show hosts on Genesis Communication Networks. Again, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Okay, we follow the Christ here, 1 Timothy 2:5. And we here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com and the listeners over the last 17 years all the well know that the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That is found in none other than Article 4, Section 4. Also put that up against in Scripture, which everything that we talk about is predicated upon, that's 2 Corinthians 3:17. Check that out as well. I want to show you something really quick because, again, just to show you the Saul Alinsky tactic, and I need to keep resurrecting this because the people need to understand how they're being controlled. You're being controlled by few, where the mainstream media, the useful idiots, the six corporations that are controlled under the CIA are blowing up the small percentage of the people in hopes that you'll drink the Kool-Aid in believing that it's the majority of the American people that are in support of these individuals that are supposed to represent we the people. What I'm talking about is none other than the Chicago mayor. This woman is a piece of work, to say the least. She married a man that's a transgender, and for some reason or another, we're to believe that the people in Illinois actually voted her in. Well, like that of Joe Biden, we know that it's nothing could be further from the truth. He was not voted in by the people. How many times have we talked about the fact that, friends, in Arizona, he could literally not even get one person to show up? We played that video for you, that audio for you. And this happened continuously, friends, as to when Joe Biden was on the campaign trail. And, of course, they limited it because they are all the well knew that nobody was going to come and support him anyways, or Kamala Harris. Just to solidify that even a little bit further, if you remember right after the presidential inauguration, do you remember when Kamala Harris, that whore, literally? By the way, there's news going across mainstream media platforms even now and social media platforms calling her out for her whorish acts. So I'm not name-calling. This is all factual information. But interestingly enough, after the presidential inauguration, notice when she came back to California, you know how many people welcomed her back? Anybody have an idea? The mainstream media told you, friends. In their confusion, they blurted the truth out. Two people in California. Okay. Well, let's go back over to Chicago Mayor Mrs. Lightfoot, who married a transgender who wants to enforce the laws, I'm sorry, the policies that she creates because she's at war with the law. She's at war with the God that established who we are under God. You know, one nation under God, right? Again, put that under Psalm 33, verse 12. When you get a moment, read that one as well. But I want to show you what happens when she showed up in Illinois. And I want to show you again, friends, how you're being lied to because the people in Chicago, they did not vote her in, just like so many others across the United States. Newsom's another one. Whitmer's another one. Folks, the people did not vote them in. They're plants. They were put into position to do the biddings of special interest groups, period. So let me prove my point. Let me bring you over to Chicago right now. And we're going to get a surprise visit from the Chicago mayor, Mrs. Lightfoot. And you tell me how the people respond. They're introducing her right now. Wow, they just love her there, don't they? They won't even let her talk. They won't even let her talk, friends. They won't even let her talk. But they want you to believe that the people in Illinois voted her in. When she begins to speak, what happens? People turn their head because they're embarrassed for her. They boo her during her introduction. And again, it's got to take the people back a little bit. And when I say that, it's got to take the people back in Illinois just a little bit because it's like, wait a second, I thought everybody voted her in. No, nobody voted her in, friends. She was put in place like so many others. And again, I wish that the American people would wake up to this so we could get off the topic. But we hit on this topic over and over and over again because we see very few that are actually doing it. You're beginning to see the same things that we said about Joe Biden for a long time, friends. The mainstream media, I'm sorry, the conservatives of the day, yes. Yesterday's liberals, I know it takes them a couple years to catch up, but guess what? They're covering now. You know, Joe Biden being what? Shouted down with 75,000 people in the house in one stadium all across the country in unison. That's the voice of the American people. You got to wake up to the fact that, folks, there's a major take on voter fraud going on in this country, and we need to set the record straight. We're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra-long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. It sounds so Christmassy, doesn't it? Yeah, it really does. Hey, now, folks, I just want to say something real quick. I know a lot of people don't like the commercials, and I can see the numbers fluctuate during that time. But the fact of the matter is no matter what outlet you go to, unless it's a private outlet, which we are a public one, you're going to have commercials. Someone's got to pay for the airtime, and we're grateful that GCN has found us fit over the last 15 years to be a part of the program over there. So, again, with that said, friends, if people understand that someone's got to pay the bills, and that's what they're doing over there. And, again, we're grateful for the opportunity to be over there. So just letting you know, we are on 154 radio stations across the country. In 53 countries as well, we are broadcasting into, which brings me over to social media. If you want to go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page, we are right there on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the right side of the page. And if you look at that, friends, you can see us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Do me a favor, if you're on Facebook right now, please go over to the top of the page where it says SOL Radio Live and subscribe to the live feed coming from Rumble. The live feed coming from Rumble. Okay? Because we have to rebuild because YouTube and Facebook are censoring us heavily, to say the least. Okay? Again, SOL Radio right there, live. And if you want to book us, folks, now's the time to do it. I'm telling you, we are booking up fast. Next week we will be in, we will be over in Albert Lea, Minnesota on Saturday, and we're going to be doing an event with, Stu Peters and others, as well as Lisa Hansen, and, we will be there. And as a matter of fact, I was just told about an hour and a half ago that the, address has changed because are looking for a bigger venue at this point, but that will be next Saturday. It looks like on the beginning of December, the 1st or the 2nd, we're going to be in South Dakota. We're waiting for that confirmation as well. We're also looking to go back into Michigan. We had 11 invitations, and we're filling up fast. I believe we already got 5 filled at this point. We got 6 to go during that time in Michigan. If you want to book us, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also go over to the phone. Give us a call, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Also, check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com on the top left side of the page, and you will find us over there as well. Again, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, for those that didn't know, I want to bring you over to give you a little more information concerning what's going on in D.C. Did you know that the sixth political prisoner is now found dead? You also know that four police officers allegedly committed suicide concerning what took place on January 6th. Right when Joe Biden got into office. Now, the reason they did that is because they wanted to bring the military to Washington, D.C. to defend Joe Biden from the 80 million people that allegedly voted him in. Now, do the math. We also know, friends, that the FBI flubbed up once again. Breaking news from the Beltway Report. The FBI's role in January 6th is being blown wide open. They lied again. They lied again, and I want to tell you why they lied again. Again is important here. Now, we wouldn't be in the position that we're in today in this country if they were telling us the truth, right? No, we're in the position that we're in today because they know how to lie better than most people know how to tell the truth in this country. That's just the facts. Okay? Because the fact of the matter is, if again, going back to the responsible party, the American people, especially the 86% that profess to be Christians, do you think they would allow these individuals to lie? You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of when Whitmer was dethroned twice by the Michigan State Supreme Court concerning her illegal and unconstitutional edicts concerning shutdowns. She had no authority doing that. Isn't it interesting how the following weekend after she was dethroned, her friends in the mainstream media and the powers that are tolerated by the American people had her in the position of the victim when the FBI mysteriously rounded up 13 people that wanted to kidnap Whitmer and they wanted to kill her, I was told? Oh, guess what, friends? We found out that the FBI engineered that whole thing, too. I mean, let's just do our best to forget about, I don't know, Ruby Ridge? Let's do our best to just forget about the Oklahoma City bombing. Let's just do our best to overlook the shooting at Columbine High School or Mandalay Bay. Let's just do our best to overlook the Davidian Branch in Waco, Texas. I mean, folks, let's just keep pretending with these people because as long as we keep pretending with them, they're going to continuously do the things that they're doing. And don't doubt a thing that I'm telling you because you all the well know whose fingerprints are all over this. What about the Bundys? Remember up in Oregon, friends, we found out that the Clintons were selling their uranium ore to the Russians? And what preceded that, and remember an individual got killed, and then remember all of those political prisoners that were thrown in jail for the crimes of the guilty in government and their unconstitutional agencies? Do you remember what preceded that in the Bundy Ranch out in Nevada? Do you remember when they found out that none other than Barack Obama was selling uranium ore from that land to the Chinese? I mean, are we going to just keep pretending, friends? Are we just going to keep hoping and hiding behind prayer that God's going to do for us what we're unwilling to do for ourselves? Really? That's how, and that's what precipitates, friends, a nation that has turned into hell. And this is exactly what we're seeing today. How many times do these people need to be exposed for their crimes? How many times? Okay? We have another dead U.S. Marine, John Anderson. He died awaiting trial for crimes he was wrongfully accused of. He was wrongfully accused of concerning January 6th. Okay. Well, the American people are just going to sit back and say, well, as long as it's not me. Now we're finding out from the same outlet that the FBI's role in January 6th is being blown wide open. They lied again. Of course they lied again because the American people gave them permission to go ahead and lie again and again and again and again and again. What is it that these people need to do before the American people stand up and lawfully hold them accountable? What is it? I mean, you've already seen these people in public schools the unconstitutional edicts coming from the federal government, going into public schools, teaching them, indoctrinating them to accept the things that you would have never accepted in a million years, only to have your kids go home and find out that you're complaining about the very things that are being taught in public schools, yet it's you and your hypocrisy, Matthew 23, verse 3, that's dropping them off at the public school to be illegally indoctrinated. Only to find out what? Now they're teaching young children child pornography in public schools. And what happens, friends? The parents begin to pipe up at school board meetings. And then what does the federal government do? They send in that unconstitutional agency, the FBI again, to bully the parents that are defending their children from those that are attempting to groom them for sexual crimes. What is it going to take? How many young boys are 6 feet under the ground in Arlington or a veteran memorial? Only you can answer the question. How many boys are under the ground 6 feet only to find out after they died in a foreign war that that war was completely predicated upon a lie? How many times? How many times have we caught the same corrupt politicians lying, stealing, and killing? You still have a Clinton, both Hillary and Bill, that are free. They've been given a free hand to do what they want to do at will. You still got the Barack Hussein Obamas. You still have, friends, the Bushes that are still out there doing the same things they've always done. What is it going to take for the American people to stand up and hold them accountable for their crimes? You know, and it's interesting. I hear this all the time. You know why we watch your show? You know why we listen to your show? Because you're taking it the way that nobody else is taking it. Of course we are. You know why? Because we're going back to the law and the prophets. We're showing you what's right before God. So what can be done right and proper is going to be done to man on the behalf of those that love God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. What happens to a nation, namely, friends, what does it look like when a nation begins to turn into hell? Go ahead and look around. It's the American people's apathy and tolerance that are destroying their country. You just heard during the break, Pelosi. Oh, you know, her democratic ideas, her democratic this, and her policies are not acceptable with the American people. Folks, how long has she been committing crimes against the people in this country? And you all the well know it. Do you think that they're going to incriminate each other, prosecute each other? Because that's never going to happen. I would like to say to people that believe that that's going to happen, you're a fool. You're a fool. And what is the fruit of that? When the vilest of men are exalted, the wicked walk on every side. And it's exactly what's happening. Are you telling me, Christians in this country, that the Lord is not looking to the church to say, clean it up, clean up the house? Listen, this is what I'm going to do. If you forget me, he says to the church, this is what I'm going to do. I'm also going to forget you and your children, and I'm going to turn that nation into hell. And it's exactly what we're seeing today. So if we're not going to enjoy and rejoice in the Lord concerning his blessings, friends, I'm here to tell you we're going to find him in his curses. And if even the worst of atheists in this country can't see the judgment of God upon this nation, I'll tell you what, it's because they don't have eyes in any sense of the word. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. As progressives and moderates continue to fight in her party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi remains optimistic about passage of a social spending bill.
Many of you know I was really very unhappy about not passing the BIF last week. I really was very unhappy because we had an October 31st deadline, and I thought that that was eloquent, but not enough, I guess. So now we're going to pass both bills.
The California Democrat insisting the measure will be paid for. There appears to be little progress in talks between Kellogg's and the union representing many workers. Talks breaking down Wednesday night with union negotiators saying the last offer was all about concessions and the negotiating committee will not bring back its membership for a vote. Kellogg's workers in states including Tennessee and Michigan have been on strike since early October. USA Radio News. More details are coming out regarding a vaccine mandate.
The Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration, or OSHA, is giving employers with more than 100 employees a January 4th deadline to comply with President Biden's COVID-19 vaccine mandate and threatening thousands of dollars in fines for defiant businesses. Considering an airborne virus outside of a hospital environment a work hazard is a first for the agency. Separate from OSHA, the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services are issuing a rule to require health workers in facilities that participate in Medicare and Medicaid be fully vaccinated. The CMS rule also goes into effect January 4th. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A more than 12-hour pursuit of a stolen big rig in Southern California has ended peacefully. The suspect continued to drive the big rig at speeds of up to 60 miles an hour on blown-out tires and remained inside the truck until he was approached by SWAT officers in armored vehicles. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Okay, so this is what I want you to hear really quick. This is George Washington, because people out there, they're dumb dogs. That's what Scripture calls them. They continues to go back. They keep eating their own vomit. They will not listen to correction. You know what? I'm just thinking about this right now, and I'm just going to go there, because this is what is, in fact, on my heart. And I'm going to go over to Proverbs 1 really quick, and I want you to hear this, because this applies to all that refuse God's reproof and his corrections, and it is applicable at this very moment. The Lord said in Proverbs 1, verse 22, "How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorner, and fools hate knowledge." That's exactly what it is. "Because I have called and you refused, I stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all of my counsel and would none of my reproof." This is what the Lord says to people such as those that refuse his reproof. "But you have set at naught all my counsel and would have none of my reproof." He said, "I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as a desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you. Then shall they call upon me, but the Lord said, at that point I will not answer them. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me." Why? "Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own ways and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, destroy them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them." But what about those that listen to him? "But whoso hearkeneth unto him shall dwell," what? "Safely, and shall be quiet from the the fear of evil. Now, for all those that keep going back to the political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful, you know, the right, the Republicans and the Democrats warring against each other. It's a system set up to divide and conquer. That's all. It's unconstitutional. We were warned by George Washington over 200 years ago, 1796, his farewell address. This is what he said about unconstitutional political parties. He said, political parties are likely in the course of time and things to become potent engines by which cunning, ambitious, and unprincipled men will be enabled to subvert the power of the people and to assert for themselves the reins of government. Is that what's happening? It's exactly what's happening. And why is it happening? Because we didn't take heed, destroying afterwards the very engines which have lifted them to unjust dominion. Okay, so if we don't want to listen to that, that's fine. I mean, John Adams himself in the work of John Adams, Volume 9, page 511, by the way, he's the one that said he dreaded nothing so much as the division of the Republic into two great parties. Wow. He said it's to be dreaded as the greatest evil under the Constitution. But you listen to all these uneducated fools talking about, you know, the Republicans and the Democrats and the independents and this, that, and the other thing. Folks, shut them off. Today's conservatives are the ones fueling this narrative more than anybody. There's no difference between what you call the right and the left any longer in this country. They're all good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Matthew 5:13. Why? Because they will not hold to the Lord's reproofs. That's why. I want to show you this really quick, and I want you to check it out in the sense of the fruit of a nation that forgets God. I'll just play in part statistically what has happened to this country because they refuse to listen to the Lord's reproofs, and they are, in fact, eating the fruit of their ways, their own ways, as we just read. And I want you to see this for yourself again, and you make your own decision as to where we're at. Listen to what the Supreme Court said in the United States concerning the Ten Commandments. If the posted copies of the Ten Commandments are to have any effect at all, it will be to induce the school children to read, meditate upon, perhaps to venerate and obey the commandments. This is not a permissible state objective. James Wilson, a signer of the Constitution and original justice on the United States Supreme Court and co-author of America's first legal commentaries on the Constitution, he said, human law must rest its authority ultimately upon the authority of that law which is divine. Far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. The divine law forms an essential part of both. In 1962, the 22-word unconstitutional prayer, Almighty God, we acknowledge our dependency upon Thee, and we beg Thy blessings upon us, our parents, our teachers, and our country. This prayer acknowledges God the same amount of times as the Pledge of Allegiance and a quarter times as the Declaration of Independence, yet this prayer was unconstitutional? In Abington versus Shemp in 1962, the court reported that only 3% of the nation did not believe in religion or God. The unconstitutional prayer was consistent with the beliefs of 97% of the country, thus making 3% the majority for the first time in America. In this prayer, we ask God to bless four things: students, families, schools, and the nation. Before 1962 and 1963, the courts used biblical guidelines in all four areas. George Washington warned in his farewell address, "Let us with caution indulge the supposition that morality can be maintained without religion, whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds. Reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of religious principle." What happened to students after 1962 when the United States Supreme Court committed an oligarchy? That's where few rule over many. In doing their best to eradicate the Ten Commandments, birth rates for unwed girls 15 to 19 years old have increased every year and have gone up 553% in girls 10 to 14 years old. Sexually transmitted diseases increased dramatically to a 226% ratio in students 15 to 19 years old and have gone up 257% in, again, ages 10 to 14 years old.
Demoralize them.
Premarital sex up 365% in teenagers 16 years old, 271% in teenagers 17 years old, and 209% in teenagers 18 years old, and 1,000% up in teenagers 15 years old.
Demoralizing them purposely.
What happened in schools after 1962? SAT scores plummeted for 18 consecutive years. The rates are so low that the Department of Education states that this is the first time in American history that we are graduating out a generation of students who academically know less than their parents did. The SAT test has been the same since 1941, yet there is nearly an 80-point difference between the two generations. In 1962, there were only 1,000 Christian schools, but by 1984, there were 32,000 Christian schools in the United States. Currently, 8.5 million students attend religious private schools, and SAT scores are nearly 80 points higher for private school students. These private schools even receive two-fifths less funding per student and are still topping the charts because of their teaching of Christian principles in school. What happened in the nation after 1962? Well, violent crimes are up 794%. America is number one in the Western world in the following: violent crime, divorce, teenage pregnancy, voluntary abortion, illegal drug use, illiteracy. In recent years, a White House briefing recently reported that 700,000 students graduating high school could not even read their own diplomas. Who would know better than William Bennett, the U.S. Secretary of Education, when he said, "In America today, the longer you stay in school, the dumber you get." English scholar John Locke, who influenced many of our founding fathers, was right when he said, "Wherever law ends, tyranny begins." Let me give you some factual knowledge. The federal government has no lawful business in religious affairs, nor do they have any lawful business in the education of your children.
Yeah, let's think about it that way, friends, because that is the truth of the matter. And again, most people don't know that. And that's what we're doing here, is we're educating the people as to what they need to know. Okay? So what happens when you depart wickedly from a living God? Well, go ahead and take a look around, friends, because it's exactly where we're at. You know, the other day, Lori from Michigan brought up the point about what we're talking about, and I'm sorry that we have to highlight the people that are tolerated in this country. Well, the only reason we're talking about it today is because the people didn't listen yesterday, and they didn't lawfully stand up and bring about reform and lawfully dealing with these criminals. And we're going to continuously be inundated with more crimes, oppressive measures, fearful measures, and we are going to be all looking to the same group of people, the mainstream media and corrupt politicians, as to where it is coming from. Until we deal with those, that is going to be the drum that I'm pounding on. I want justice. Amos 5:24 tells us, "Let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream, folks, upon the heads of the wicked." Isaiah 26:9 tells us that when the Lord, his judgments are in the world, the inhabitants will learn righteousness. And just think about this. The Lord is known by the judgments that he executes. Okay? Okay? If we don't want to do that, well, the Bible tells us as well, the heathen are sunk down in the pit that they made. In the net which they have hid is their own foot taken. The Lord is known by the judgments which he executeth. The wicked is snared in the work of his own hands. The wicked shall be turned into hell and the nations that forget God. Period. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you that 10% grace. Got some good news on the other side. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Grammy Award-winning producer Val Garay. Bradley Dean is a man who knows what it means to speak the truth. In this day and age, it's extremely important to have a voice for the voiceless and a caring person who loves God and country enough to fight for it. Listen to the Sons of Liberty radio show for the truth that will open your eyes and speak directly to your heart.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Folks, it looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. So I want to give you the 10%. I want to show you what faith brings about. You know, John Quincy Adams, again, comes to my aid. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God. God is not a man that he should lie. His word is immutable and it's infallible, period. Okay? He is who he says he is. But again, you need to meet him on your his terms, not on your terms. Cool? As long as we're that far into this. You know, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for. Well, I want to show you this because this is interesting and this is fantastic. But this is the good fight of faith. 1 Timothy 6:12. I hope Lori's listening in Michigan because, listen, I love giving the good news. But the good news is always going to be the good news to the obedient anyways because the Lord told us individually that we belong to him and he belongs to us. Number one. Number two is this. He also told those of us that are filled with the Holy Ghost that if we're willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. And look at Abraham. The Bible says that he blessed him and him alone. Don't ever think for one moment God is not a specific God, because he very much is. If his eye is on the sparrow, he knows the very hairs on the top of your head. You can rest assured that he knows all that you do. He knows those that are his, and he knows those that are not his. Okay? So just keep in mind, friends, if we're under the blood, we're in a good place. Remember, there was a Goshen, and I'm not trying to encourage people that are in their sin. Keep in mind, the Holy Ghost comes to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, John 16, starting in verse 8, to those that are in their sins. Compromisers, a bunch of diplomats, you're no good. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, period. But I do want to show you again, friends, going back to the point that I wanted to make concerning the offset of this last segment, is look what happens when people actually stand up and fight. This is, you know, folks, you just heard during the break, OSHA is going to enforce the very opposite of their very existence. OSHA's there to protect the workers, okay? OSHA's there to uphold the laws that protect the people. What are you hearing OSHA talk about now? How they're going to come in and make sure that if you've got 100 or more people, you're going to have to get vaccinated, because if not, you're going to face thousands of dollars of fines. Oh, wait a second. I suppose the $1,000 of fines is going to overlook this mysterious virus that the mainstream media keeps promulgating, right, and embellishing. You see how that works? It's about the money, friends. It's always been about the money. That's been the pill in the jam, and control over the people's lives. And if they can fine you, they still have control over you. I'm here to tell you that I will not take the shot. I don't care. I listen, folks, it is not going to happen in this life. And when the American people, like I'm about ready to show you, come to the same conclusion, guess what? It's going to stop. All over the country, the people are rising up. They're saying, we've had it. That is not enough, as I've continuously explained to you. What I want to show you, friends, is they must be prosecuted. But I want to show you how the people are beginning to take it back concerning the game that these corrupt politicians, working on the behest of what? Special interest groups, namely Big Pharma and I'm thinking of Western Medicine. They're taking it back to them and saying, no, you're not. They're taking their game and they're shoving it right back down their throats. Steadfast Class just reported truckers weigh canceling government contracts rather than firing unvaccinated workers. The government does not have the authority to tell anybody to take an experimental vaccination. And it's not a vaccination. They do not have the authority, friends, but yet the American people, because they want to remain dummied down, are going to go through it like Pelosi said of Obamacare. Let's just pass it to see what's inside of it. It's the same thing they just recently said concerning these new vaccinations. Let's just get them out there and see what happens. No. Hey, okay, you first. You first. But that's not how it works, friends. It's you first. And then they want to indemnify themselves concerning the consequence and the side effects of these dangerous experimental drugs. Oh, my goodness. I can have a, if I had 3 hours today, folks, we could just kill it real quick. I want to bring you over to the Attorney General in Alabama, Steve Marshall, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he's about ready to tell you, because it's what I've always told you. It's what I've always told you. But I want you to hear what he has to say, friends, and listen carefully to how he identifies the criminal administration of none other than Joe Biden. Check this out.
General Steve Marshall. On September 9th, President Biden announced a new strategy for fighting the coronavirus pandemic. The strategy he announced and the rhetoric he used to announce it was more befitting of a tyrant than a president.
Than a tyrant than a president.
From start to finish, the president condemned a quarter of the nation's citizens. He sought to stoke hatred against millions of our fellow Americans, saying, quote, I understand your anger toward the unvaccinated. Declaring that his patience with the unvaccinated was over and that he was done accommodating freedom and personal choice, President Biden unveiled his new strategy, authoritarianism. He is no longer trying to persuade. He has decided to order the federal government
to support
over 100 million
public
and private sector employees, two-thirds of the entire United States workforce, to be vaccinated. Mussolini would blush.
Mussolini.
President Biden's vaccine mandates are contemptible infringements on individual liberty, federalism, and the separation of powers. For the sake of our nation and our people, we must and we will fight back. Here's how I'm doing it. The federal contractor mandate requires all federal contractors to force their employees to be, quote, fully vaccinated. a definition subject to continual revision
by early
December, or else fire them.
No constitutional
This mandate
authority.
Is unlawful for a host of reasons that we'll explain in court. But I want to share with
you. The Attorney General is telling you these mandates are unlawful and unconstitutional. He is highlighting the fact that those that are mandating the unlawful and unconstitutional are the criminals. Make distinction. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. Okay? He is telling you who the criminals are. And if the American people took the time to know the law, they wouldn't need to hear from people such as myself or this Attorney General mimicking and parroting the same things that we have reiterated concerning this whole pandemic over the last 2 years. We go on.
You an especially alarming aspect of this mandate that goes beyond legal technicalities. The scope of Biden's mandate is flagrantly unconstitutional.
Flagrantly.
For example, an employee of a federal contractor working alone by himself at home must get the shot, even though he cannot possibly infect or be infected by his coworkers. And if an employee works in an office and so much as shares a parking garage with a non-contracted employee, then the non-contracted employee, who would normally not be subject to the mandate, would be subject to the mandate. There are no limits to what Biden thinks he can do.
This is what
he has the authority to force shots on these employees, ostensibly to keep them healthy and working. Then by his logic, he would have the authority to require the contracted employee to certify not only that he's had the shot, but that his wife and kids have too. After all, an employee is far more likely to catch a cold at the dinner table than an office parking lot. The mainstream media wants to tell you that this is just a slippery slope. But we're well on our way down it. Remember, just 3 months ago, Biden was assuring you that mandating vaccines is, quote, not the role of the federal government. Biden's disastrous withdrawal from Afghanistan was just 1 month
later. Okay, so now he's going to get into other topics here. But the point is, friends, is this Attorney General has filed a lawsuit against President Biden. I can tell you right now there's lawsuits going on all over the place against the DOD, against individuals. And, folks, this is where you got to hit them where it counts. You've got to take it to them personally. Okay? You've got to take these lawsuits to them personally. Because, like, for example, if someone sues the governor, what's going to happen? He's going to use the state's money. And where did that money come from? The taxpayers. Okay? We don't want to punish them. We want to punish him. So we have to hold them accountable for their crimes. Now, this is all good what this guy's doing. Listen, it's good news. But the fact of the matter is 330 million people need to stand up and understand that if we fail to refuse to obey the law, we're going to be given over to tyrants, right? Obedience to God, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. Read Romans 12:21, which proceeds Romans 13. Put it in context, and you will see that every step of the way throughout Scripture, and that which our forefathers has bestowed upon us, friends, is we resist tyranny. We defy tyrants. And not only do we defy them, friends, but we lawfully deal with them in this country. And we have that system of government. We have the provision found in the U.S. Constitution. So again, to be hopeful here, friends, do all that you can do with the truth given, and therein lies the hope. And that hope belongs to God because it came from God. Do all that you can do and leave the results up to God, but don't stop short of lawfully dealing with each and every one of these individuals and those that are playing behind these said representatives. And P.S., if I might add, the way that you stop all of this is you deal with corrupt politicians, because that's going to shut the door on all of these special interest groups. And every single one of them, namely the governors throughout the United States of America, we have seen every single one of them. Every single one of them, friends, there's no exception here. Every single one of them has gone along with this pandemic. Every single one of them. And every single one of them, which means, in turn, has broken the law. And they must be held accountable. And if they don't, then we leave the results up to them as to what they're going to do to us next. Love you by what we do. Talk to you in 23.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.